I'm a 1-3 self-projected projector. Learning this about myself has made my life so much more easeful and enjoyable. When I heard the word human design, I thought it was another trend, but I kept hearing it and how much people swore by it. So I did my chart, and let me just tell you, it absolutely blew my mind. Your human design chart is your energetic blueprint, and it literally gave me the information of how I was meant to operate in the world, how I make the best decisions for myself, and how to know when I'm not in alignment. It's not a personality test. It's unbiased and based on your birth date, birth time, and birth location. It also didn't tell me anything I didn't know deep within myself. It just gave me the permission to be who I was designed to be. If you want to learn more about your own specific human design chart, you can book a call with me on my website or use the link in the show notes. There are 4 options available for you. There's the mini reading, the intro reading, the deep dive, and advanced reading. Stop guessing how you're supposed to be and start living in alignment of your best self. Welcome to Balance Your Life Podcast. My name is Megan Farrell, and I am the host of this show. This podcast is designed to inspire and empower you to start and maintain your own wellness journey so you can become the best version of yourself. Let's begin. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life Podcast. Today we have a super exciting announcement. We are getting divorced. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh, that would be a horrible way to tell people.
That would be a plot twist though, wouldn't
Jeez.
It?
Jeez.
No, wow. We are having a baby.
Ooh, very different than divorce.
Just kidding. Yeah, no. That would be even more
crazy. I'm getting messages about that comment for sure after this podcast gets released.
Yeah, so I am just over 13 weeks pregnant. It has been a wild, wild ride. We went home over the holidays to tell everybody.
Yeah, that was fun. I was super nervous.
It was not fun.
Okay, so I love seeing family and friends. Yes, being in Ontario is an anxiety spiker for me, I guess. Just all the traffic and lots of people and a lot of stuff. But it was amazing seeing family and some friends and things like that, which was great.
No, that part, it was very fun. I'm just kidding. Anyone who's listening to that, it was very fun. It was fun to see everybody. But the whole, like, Brad's not a great flyer, I'm sure. People do know that.
I used to be.
He used to be a good flyer.
He's a great flyer. No fear. Could sit on the wing, and then it takes one bad flight with lots of turbulence to switch that up pretty quick.
Yeah, so we had a whole thing planned out. So we arrived in Ontario on a Monday. We were planning to tell all our family. Brad's mom was going to stay over at my parents' place. We were going to my parents. They just have a bigger house, more bathrooms. So Brad's mom was going to stay with us, and we had this whole plan of, like, how we were going to tell everybody. And, like, I think it was a week before we got there, your mom got COVID, and she was sick as a dog, and she was like, hey, I'll pick you up at the airport, but I'm just, like, dropping you off. And I'm like, oh no, okay, like, okay, we have to adjust, but
it was pretty quickly at that point. I was like, oh no, this isn't going as planned at all. It was supposed to be a nice, smooth, tell them, excitement, and then the first day we get there, we tell them, so people aren't like, hey, you know, let's do a shot here. Not that I think your parents have ever done that, but they have beers or something like that. And we just kind of certain foods. And obviously, Megan's been eating a lot more than she normally would, which I think had your dad looking at you kind of funny one day. But I don't think he thought that. Like, I think he just thought, wow, you know, like, she's eating a lot of food, you know, for a smaller girl. And that's cool. I mean, your he's a big eater, so he didn't think anything of it, really.
The plan was, there was a couple of twofold reasons. Was one, yes, my family, you know, here's some champagne. For me, they're beer drinkers. I'm a champagne drinker. My mom's like, I have sangria. I bought all this stuff for you. And I was like, oh, great. Like, I'll just hold off. I'm tired from traveling. I was like, oh, I'm just tired from traveling. And
I knew I needed to go grocery shopping the next day, and I knew I was like, man, I'm going to buy a lot of groceries. I had all these supplements and stuff too, which is not unheard of for me, but like I was like hiding my prenatal vitamins so people wouldn't see. We did have a little bit of an incident a few weeks before that too, where I thought I was in the hospital for the weekend, and I thought, oh my God, if we have to go to, like, if something happens and we had to go to the doctors or a hospital, like, how do you run out the door and say, taking Megan to the emergency, by the way, you're going to be grandparents.
Yeah. See you when you get back.
So Monday happened. Tuesday, yeah, I went to the grocery store with my dad, and I told him there was like a few things I needed, and I came out with like a cart load of stuff, and he was like, I thought you needed like two things. This is a lot of stuff. And I was like, well, Brad and I just don't want to be a hindrance on you. Like, we just want to have our own food, and we're very picky now. Again, not unheard of. Brad and I have changed a lot in our diet and stuff. So
yes.
I don't think anyone was like, wow, this is like super weird. My dad was like, that's a lot of food. But,
well, especially when he went home and started eating a lot of it right away. He's thinking, oh, okay, so that'll be dinner one night for everybody. And Meg's like, no, that's my lunch right now. And, oh, wow, okay. There wasn't too much said after that until it was that night your dad and I were barbecuing.
Yes. So for anyone who doesn't know, Brian and I have like, the mentality has been we're trying. Like, if it happens, great. And we really did want it to happen, but we weren't very like, at this point, we weren't seeking alternatives. It was getting later in the year, and we had talked about, you know, maybe in 2023 we'll go, you know, just make sure everything's okay. I was meant to go, I actually ironically had an appointment with a naturopathic doctor to see if she can run some hormone tests with me, because even though we like kind of weren't trying, at the same time I was like, man, it's been like a few years, and I feel like at this point something should have happened by now.
Yeah, considering how much I chase you around and stuff all over the house and whatnot, I was kind of shocked myself. I'm thinking, geez, Meg's like, you know, we're not really trying. And I'm thinking in my head, I've been trying really hard for a while now. I am not doing well, I guess.
So Brad was out with my dad and they were barbecuing.
Yeah, we're big barbecuers. We love stand there, have a few beers. My father-in-law and I are very close like that, and we're just good buddies. He's a stellar guy. I really, really like him. So we're standing out there barbecuing, and totally out of the blue, he just goes, you ever get your swimmers checked? And this is not a normal conversation my father and I would have. So I was taken back by it at first, and swimmers, you know, what do you mean? He's like, you know, like, can you, you know, kind of looks down like, you know, swimmers. And it's like, no, I haven't. But I guess I should. And he's like, yeah, you know, like, always good to know. It's been a while now and stuff. And yeah, I thought we'd just get your swimmers checked. So I was like, oh, okay, sir. Yes, sir. Whatever you recommend, I'm in for that. So I remember just laying there in bed that night and talking to you and be like, oh man, you're never going to believe what your dad said to me today. It was hilarious. So I tell Megan and she's like, no. I mean, oh yeah. I said, we have to tell them tomorrow because he's already going to be booking me appointments and all sorts of stuff, I'm sure. So it was a pretty good laugh. And then the morning came.
Then the morning happened. And at this point, Brad's like, I'm losing my mind. Like, I need to tell everybody, because I had originally said too, well, why don't we tell them on Christmas? Like, that'll be a cool surprise. Christmas was a Sunday. We were leaving on that Thursday. And Brad's like, I have questions. I can't ask everything in 4 days. Like, I need to talk to somebody about this. We have to tell them before. And then the incident happened with the hospital. And I was like, yeah, it's probably best we do tell everybody beforehand. So I told Brad, and like, somehow, I don't care how, get your mom out here. Like, take her out to lunch, figure it out. My dad works, but he's usually home at 4 o'clock. And, you know, my mom and I are going out. We'll just have everybody meet at like 4 o'clock. It'd be perfect. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
So Brad and his mom go out for lunch, and you did manage to extend it.
Oh, I tried everything. Because I knew mom and I didn't go out for lunch till about 2:30. And I thought, ooh, I got 2 full hours to kill. And it's a lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to be drinking too much or anything like that. So it's like, all right. So we, you know, conversation. So we kept it going until about I think we got back to your parents' place about 4. So I'm thinking, this is perfect. Jeff's going to be finishing now. He'll be pulling in the driveway in the next 15, 20 minutes. Mom immediately is like, all right, well, you know, I should start heading back because it gets dark and it's a bit of a drive. It's over an hour drive. So I'm like, well, you know, Mom, just hold off for a few minutes. You know, I'm sure Jeff would like to see Heidi and stuff like that. So she's like, oh, okay. Well, now it's like 4:30, 4:35. She's like, all right, she stands up. All right, I should probably head out now.
Yeah, it's starting to get dark.
It's starting to get dark. And I'm like, oh, man. Okay, Mom, well, let me just go to the bathroom and I'll wait and see. I'll come and see afterwards. Okay. So I go to the bathroom. I'm kind of more or less like hiding there. Sitting there like, oh my gosh, where the hell is Jeff? Leave the bathroom, still no Jeff. It's like 10 to 5 now. It's definitely pushing darkness. We get upstairs. I get upstairs. And I think you went. I think you're like, oh, well, don't leave yet. I just got to quickly use the bathroom. And Mom's like, what the fuck is going on here? Trying to buy time,
yeah.
And then Jeff comes down the driveway. It's like, oh, okay, thank gosh. I said, well, you know, Mom, you know, Jeff's here now. I might as well wait an extra minute or two while he gets inside. So she's like, okay, no problem. So Jeff comes in, and of course he hasn't had a good day. So it's like, oh no, now he's not in a good mood. He's had a bad day. My mom's dying to get the hell out of there because she wants to get home before it gets too dark. So we're like, okay, well, let's, you know, we got a little East Coast surprise for you guys if you're interested.
They're not interested.
Oh yeah, like just the vibe was all over the place in the house. So I was like, well, let's just do this East Coast thing. It's a little gift. You give it before Christmas. It's a big tradition. We're just trying to embody the whole East Coast spirit here and stuff. So we hand out, there were small little boxes, kind of like little gift boxes. We handed each one out. So Megan's dad got one, Megan's mom got one, and my mom got one. And they were, inside the boxes were these Christmas ornaments. So these round, really nice wooden Christmas ornaments. And then engraved in it is, for me, Mom established 1984, so the year I was born. And then Grandma established 2023. And then we did that with each for Megan's parents for her birth year and that. And I, of course, Jeff comes home, like, I better get the guy a couple, you know, get him a beer and stuff. So I go downstairs to grab him a beer just as they go to open the things. And I hear the screaming and the, oh my God, you guys are pregnant. Of course, my mom is like immediately tears and joy.
I thought your mom would be the crier. My mom was the crier. Your mom was the screamer. And I thought it would honestly go the opposite way. My dad, I think, was the first one who picked it up first. Because right away, he's like, no way.
Oh, he's a quick guy, though.
And your mom, because your mom even said, she goes, I didn't actually even see the gift. I was just like, oh my God, you're pregnant. You're pregnant. And my mom was the one who was, like, crying. I thought for sure your mom would be the teary-eyed one. But
she teary-eyed once I came upstairs and she saw me. She's like, I'm going to be a grandma? It's like, yeah, you are going to be a grandma. I'm going to be a daddy, and Meg's going to be a mommy. And
so that shifted the mood real good.
Yes, and then, of course, now no one's in any rush to get home. So
no, We had pizza. I was craving that Vito's pizza. Excellent. I had messaged my dad before, and I was like, I don't care how this happens, what day this happens, but I need Vito's pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And again, nothing really weird for it coming from me. It's not like I was... Like, some of my cravings lately have been weird, where that might have been a red flag. But the Vito's pizza is good pizza. Like, I just wanted it.
Yeah.
So we got that to celebrate. And then we were like, you know, everybody wanted to post right away. And I was like, no, no, no. Like, at the time, I think I just literally had turned 11 weeks. And I was like, I want to wait a little bit. I think everyone was like, oh my God, I can't believe you've gone so long without saying anything. Especially having been in the hospital and we had this big scare. And stuff, and it was like, well, we can't tell our parents about it. I'm not telling them over the phone about this.
No, exactly.
And then my brother came on the Friday. His reaction was super cute. I knew he would be happy for us, but he was like just starstruck, like the deer in headlights in a good way, though. Like, oh my God, he was so excited for us.
I think a lot of people, because of our lifestyle over the last few years and stuff, has been like, well, maybe, you know, kids aren't really in their future, you know, they like to travel a lot, and we're just very, I don't know, we're into ourselves a lot, I guess, in a lot of ways. That sounds bad. Like, we're not oblivious to the world, but we really enjoy hanging out. We enjoy our life. We enjoy everything kind of the way it is. And being married now, in our seventh year of being married, people are like, yeah, that is, it's probably not going to be happening for these guys for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then now to hear it, it's actually happening, people are like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Because my mom always wanted a grandkid. Your mom and dad definitely always want grandkids as well. So I feel like it was an awesome shock for everybody. I feel like it's a good place now. We own our own house. Businesses are doing really well. It's just a good time. I mean, I don't know if there's ever a great time for kids or not, but I feel like we've checked off enough on our list that I'm pretty comfortable with everything.
Everything felt really seamless with this whole thing. Like, just the timing of everything and how it all happened and stuff. And, you know, I knew the weekend before. So, for example, let's just say I knew on like a Saturday that I don't know how, I was just like, I know I'm pregnant. And I waited until like Thursday, which is funny because Carly's like, why in the world would you wait so long? And because I think part of me was just so like in shock about it. Like, maybe my period will come the next day. Maybe it'll be that. Maybe my app has never been wrong about my period, but maybe for whatever reason, it's wrong this time. Like, you almost doubt it. And because there's nothing like obvious going on for me anyways, I know people have different experiences. I was not nauseous. I was eating a lot, and ironically, like a few weeks before that, I increased my weights. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe it was the fact that I was lifting like 10 more extra pounds. I was like, man, this 10 extra pounds is doing it for me. Like, I'm so hungry all the time. But I didn't feel any differently. I wasn't thrown off by smell. Maybe the smell thing was the first thing that I kind of noticed. And it wasn't smells were throwing me off. They seemed really overly strong to me.
Yeah, because like, I like to light candles and stuff for you, and incense. And
yeah, and I was like, that week, I was like, that's got to shut down. So I found out on a Thursday. I'll post all these videos because I documented everything. And then I told Brad on a Friday. So
I remember that. Very, very, very. Like, I don't say it was like yesterday. I remember it very specifically.
Yeah.
Because you had gone out to grab our yearly Christmas outfits, sweaters we get every year. And you'd come home and it was a normal day, nothing really out of the norm. You're like, all right, well, come see what I got. Okay, you know, very, very, very oblivious. So she's like, all right, let's, you know, grab the bag there. I'm just checking something, you know, emails or something. So, okay. So I pull out the first outfit and it's a Megan shirt. So I'm like, oh, wow, that's, you know, very, very cool. I grab mine, the next one, hold it up. I'm like, this is awesome. This is great. So that's your shirt. It was
pants.
It was pants that we got. Yeah,
Christmas pants.
So I was thinking, yeah, all right, this is great. And I look down, there's something else in there. So I'm thinking, okay, it makes sense. There's probably a t-shirt or something like that that goes with the pants. I reach in and pull out, and it's like, man, there's not a lot of material here. This must be for Megan. And I hold it up, and it's just a little onesie, and it sat with me for half a second, and then instantly it was like a lightning bolt. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think this is what it is. And I remember asking you, like, are you pregnant? And you're like, yeah. And just joy.
Yeah.
Absolute joy. I'm so excited for, it doesn't matter, boy, girl, I don't care. Healthy is the only thing I really care about. And mm-hmm. I'm so excited for it.
Were you shocked? That I feel like when I took that original pregnancy test, I remember being like, and I did. I took another one because I was like, there's false positives all the time. Like, I was so overjoyed. But at the same time, you're like, is this really happening? Like, this is...
It's very surreal.
Yes. I still feel surreal. Like, I'm still at a point where, like, for me, because I think I'm so small, like, I've started to show quite soon. Like, I looked pregnant.
I don't see now. I disagree. I think you had more days where you looked slightly, at best, bloated. Slightly. And even it would be like no different than if we had a big Thanksgiving meal and you were sitting down in something really tight and, you know, you pull up your shirt and It's like, yeah, I guess a tiny little bit. It looks like you have like a food baby, I think they call it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
but never, like, I can't say a little bit more, obviously, now. You're a lot further along now than before. But I didn't, honestly, it's only been the last, I would say, 2 weeks that, I don't want to say if you look more obvious, but it's like, okay, I can see it a bit more now in certain angles and things like that. But.
Oh, especially to my side, I think. I thought for sure, I went and saw the doctor just before we left. And I was like, man, she's going to tell me, like, I put on way too much weight. Like, I just felt like I looked so pregnant. And she was actually like, you need to put on weight. Like, I had lost weight at this point. And again, it wasn't because it was, like, I was nauseous or anything. As much as I'm hungry, I find I can't eat as much. So I eat more consistently, but there it's very little. Like, I really have to force myself
to eat a big meal.
And I know they say don't do that, like, eat smaller meals consistently, but I can't graze all day. Like, I just...
Well, we're very busy, too. It's, yeah. It's hard to just sit down.
It's hard, like, even now, like, it's like 1:40. I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I should probably have lunch in the next little bit, but it's like I'm not hungry.
The time, I will say, we don't even have the baby here yet, and the time is already flying throughout the days. I'm just like, whoa. You just said 1:40, and look at the clock thinking, geez, did we put our clock back or ahead or something here? What the hell's going on?
I've also been, like, this past week, I don't know. I feel like I'm doing everything backwards. I have been so extremely tired, which is, like, common when people are in their first, like, week 5, week 6 and stuff. To get this way, and I felt great up to this point, and even still, like, I feel good. I just feel like I'm so tired. Like, I'm easily sleeping like 10 to 11 hours
a night,
and I'm really trying to embrace it while I can, and because we have the luxury of, like, working for ourselves, so I do have, you know, unless I have to get up for an appointment or anything, I do have the opportunity to sleep. But I mean, I think I was up at like 11 or 11:15 today. So that's maybe why the days are going by so fast. They must be nice for you, though. You have a quiet morning.
It's been a very quiet morning for me. I mean, nothing's changed in my schedule, really, to be honest with you.
That's like, I get more quiet time. It's great.
I do get more quiet time in the morning, which I do enjoy.
Yeah.
I get up.
You like a lazy morning.
Yeah, some days. I would say I'm kind of like a lazy morning guy. But I try to wake up early so I can be lazy and then still not feel like I'm wasting the day away, kind of thing. Because I'll get up. I mean, lazy is probably a lot different than what other people's lazy is. But I'll get up, get the coffee started. I will get my shower ready, get my stuff in there, you know, clothes for the day, get my phone timer on, and I do my cold shower. So I do that first thing in the morning before coffee or stretching or any of that stuff. Then I finish that, get dressed, come out, get my coffee ready, do some light stretching, and then I do my breath work. And it's been so quiet. And a lot of people are like, whoa, that's not really so much of a lazy morning. Like, lazy mornings, like, sit around on your phone, social media, and scroll, and I just...
Or watch TV, yeah.
Or watch TV, which I can't stand TV in the morning. I just don't like it. And to scroll through my phone... It's the same. I don't know about anybody else, but I just find it's the same shit every single day. You know, look what I have. Look what you don't. I don't know. It's just, it's all over the place on social media. So I do, unless I'm on there posting in my own accounts or...
Specifically looking for something.
Looking for something. I do like to use a lot of social media for, you know, educational purposes and things like that. A lot of doctors and scientists that have accounts and things like that I like to follow, especially in the health and wellness field. You know, Darren Olean is I'm a huge fan of him. He's not a doctor or a scientist, but he's a super health and wellness practitioner who's incredibly insightful and just brilliant with his routines every day, his mindset, all that. And I really love to follow him and check him out. So I find if I have a day that I'm kind of a little off or don't have the energy level or, you know, just kind of just feeling off like a human being does, I like to look at, I'll pull up Darren's page in the morning, and that would be probably the only social media I would do. Yeah, but I will say the cold showers, I hate them, but I do them 7 days a week. Even when we travel back to Megan's parents' place and my mom's house in Ontario, every day I did not miss a beat. Every single day, cold shower. you know, doesn't matter what we have going on. And it sucks every single day, all 7 days, it sucks. But when you get out of your cold shower 7 days a week, it is, you feel amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And there's a lot of buzz. You're hearing a lot of people doing it now, the cold showers, the ice baths, all that stuff. And I will say firsthand, I 100% noticed a difference. Inflammation in my body, I sleep great, my energy levels was good. And with a little one on the way, you're going to need a lot of energy for sure.
We'll do a whole podcast episode on Brad's cold showers and how much he loves them.
Yeah. Yeah. If you see me in them, it's probably like, boy, I don't know if that's going to be a selling feature for me to hop in a cold shower. But if you talk to me after my cold shower, I can be a little enticing and motivating to do it.
They do feel good. I will do a whole podcast episode on things that I'm doing while pregnant and stuff, because I do the cold showers, which I know is like kind of taboo, but get into that.
You're not, yeah.
You're not doing ice plunges. No. Or,
no, that's a little bit of a different shock to the body. But again, I mean, I recommend it to everybody. I know you keep hearing about it and stuff. If you haven't done it yet, start small, work your way up. Do not try to do minutes in the cold shower unless you're very in tune with your breath work. But even then, I still say, ease yourself into it. It's not healthy to stand there gasping for air or shivering and all that. That's not at all what they recommend you doing. It's not what it's supposed to be about. Controlling your breath is what it's about. And with doing that, you will control the shock on the body and have it actually a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
I find it hit 3 minutes and I find it very comfortable. The only time I move out of the shower after 3 minutes is to turn my phone off because I just can't stand listening to that. Yeah,
the sound, yeah.
Too crazy.
So anyways, yeah, we will do another update. I'd like to talk about, not even right now, because I know this has been, we just really wanted to do this announcement, but I want to talk about, I'll do an episode on my little stint in the hospital, because it was something that no one has ever told me about. And it was, for me, and I'm sure for you, a terrifying experience. You know, I'll talk about how I've been, I mean, like I said, I've been feeling, except for this last week, which has been exhausted, really, really good. So I'll talk about the supplements I've been doing. Like, my naturopathic doctor has me on a regime, I guess. So we'll talk about that. I'll talk about the exercises and stuff, everything I'm doing. Other than that, this is really just to say, yeah, baby, Farrell Gordon. I know the title is, Farrell Gordon is like a long last name to put in posts and stuff. So it is baby Farrell Gordon. Even though it says baby Gordon everywhere else right now, it's shorter.
Yes.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah. And those are our last names. The baby is not going to be named Farrell Gordon. We've had a bit of a hiccup with a few neighbors where we've announced to them, you know, baby Gordon on the way, and they're going, oh my gosh, you're having a boy named Gordon. And it's like, oh boy, no. So we had to clarify that up when we got back from our Christmas vacation. That's for sure.
Yes. We don't know currently what we're having. We will find out. Mm-hmm. However, you were welcome to give name suggestions, but I am not telling anybody. And I know your mom's going to try to get it out of you. So you cannot say a thing. The name will be a surprise. But we will find out what we are having. Again, it doesn't really matter to us. I used to be the person who thought I could wait until birth to find out. I'm like, I can't. I need to know yesterday.
Yeah, I'm the same. I want to plan. I want to get everything ready. Yeah. I don't know. I just, personal opinion, I think it'd be great to know.
Yes. So that is it. Baby Gordon is coming July 2023. We are having a summer baby, which is so exciting.
Fantastic. A month after my birthday.
Yeah. Brad's like, please do not have this baby on my birthday. It can be the day after, but it cannot be the day of.
Yeah, just not the day of. That'll be a lot of competition. I'm going to be bigger for
You would lose, so people would be like, oh yeah, it's daddy's birthday too. No.
No, it's baby. Dad who? Oh yeah, that guy sitting in the corner sulking? Yeah.
That is it. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everyone. And thank you so much for your kind words online, for people who are messaging us and calling us and all the things. We've been bursting to tell everybody, but I feel good about, it's been a nice little secret to keep. But I'm excited that everybody knows now.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
If you love this podcast episode, spread the love by sharing this with your friends and family, share it out on social media, and don't forget to give it a 5-star rating and review. From the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful that you are here. Until next time.